Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Bob Nelson and we're going to be talking about one of his favorite events that's coming right up this weekend. So first of all, good morning to you, Bob.
Good morning, Levon.
And this event, what's the name of this event?
This is a Green Ridge Steam, Gas, and Antique Show.
And it's been going on for a few years.
Yeah, about 31 years, I think.
Okay. So for some people, that's a really long time. For a lot of us, it's not quite so long. But it's a show that has, I think, a really important history and does talk about the past. In fact, your theme is preserving the past for the future. And things change so rapidly, Bob. I think it's really important that somebody has saved all of these machines and all of these skills. Why is that important to you?
Well, it's nice for the younger generation to see how things were done as when the country was growing.
Yes, really important to kind of have that history. So let's talk about time and place and those specific details if you would like to go to the Green Ridge Steam and Gas Engine Antique Show.
Well, it'll be on the 15th and 16th. The gates will be open at about 8 o'clock in the mornings. We have room for campers. You can come up and camp the whole weekend. We have some of the places have electricity, and there's no charge for the camping, but if you get electricity, it's $10. And we have handicap parking with a shuttle that'll run around and pick people up and take them through the show.
Yeah, I think that's probably good because there's a lot to see in the show, so you don't want to waste energy getting to the main place. So that's great to know that it'll be easy parking and getting to the show. What about admission?
Admission is $5. Kids under 6 are free.
Okay. And this is a great thing to bring kids under 6 or kids of any age.
Right. We got, for those kids, we have train rides and pony rides, so they can have a good time there too.
Yeah, and I know a lot of them like all the noise and all the machines, and you know that's pretty exciting for some kids. Let's talk about some of the steam and gas engines. What kind of machines are going to be there?
Well, we'll make sorghum. They know how they'll find out how the sorghum syrup, molasses syrup, made. We have a sawmill running and a single mill. And be thrashing out in the field, and
big tractors. I mean, are there some good old?
There'll be a lot of antique tractors there. A lot of them are restored, and there'll be quite a few of them there. It'll be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and of course, when I say big, it's not big compared maybe to some of the things we have here. But there were some big tractors that were run by steam as well as those early gas ones.
Oh yeah, we have we got a 1915 case steam engine. It's pretty big, and we have some other engines around that are big. We have there's an antique a small engine there that's a model.
Okay, I wanted to ask about the tractor wheels because you know now we see these great big wheels. They weren't necessarily like they are now.
No. Well, you don't see any of them around there with duals on.
Yeah. And are there some there with steel wheels?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of them there. Be a lot of them there with steel wheels on. Yeah. Some that never got changed.
So, you know, that's all unique to that time. Now, let's talk a little bit about threshing. I think there obviously was some corn left to handle. But what is threshing?
Well, we had some wheat that's grown, and we'll be running it through a thrashing machine out in the field, and just like they used to do it, we'd pitch the bundles into the separator, and it'll blow the straw out in a stack.
Yeah. Okay. So somebody has to have been there putting this wheat into bundles. I mean, there was this pre-work to be done.
Right. You had to go over it with a binder and cut it first, and it's bound up into small bundles and shocked out in the field. They're set up in shocks of about 6 bundles. And then later on, someone has to go through the field with a hay rack and the bundles are pitched onto the hay rack and hauled into the machine.
Yeah, and that a lot of that was hand work. You talk about walking through. I mean, this is on the ground, walking through hand work.
It was all hand done, and it was all by hand, and yeah. It was work.
Yeah, and did you do that, Bob, when you were a kid? I'm not quite sure of the timing on that.
Yeah, I did some. Mostly when I was youngest, I hauled water. I had a little, rode a horse and carried a water jug around to everybody in the field because they were guys pitching bundles onto the racks out in the field, and you had to take water to them all the time.
And you probably thought that was great fun, and what a privilege.
It was pretty good fun. I think I made like 50 cents a day, too.
And you appreciated every penny of that, I know. Well, we've talked about machinery here. Let's talk about, you mentioned train rides, rope making. You know, will kids actually get to do that?
I'm sorry.
The rope making?
Oh, if the one fellow's there, he usually has the kids making their own rope.
Yeah.
And it's kind of nice, kind of fun.
Now, what are you responsible for?
I run the shingle mill, mostly.
Okay, wood shingles. How many shingles can you make in an hour or a day? I mean, what do you expect the production to be? If you were really doing this as sort of a business.
Well, it wouldn't be a business now. It wouldn't be practical now. I really don't know how many I could saw in an hour, but they're. The wood we use is red cedar for around here, and it's really not the same red cedar that shingles are made of, which is a softer wood, I can't really compare how long it would take.
Yeah, okay. Can people take a shingle home with them if they have that desire?
Oh, yeah. We sell them a few cents a piece. We get, I think, 50 cents a piece for them.
Yeah.
And we have the... Some of the ladies like the sawdust too, because they take it home and put it in a dresser drawer or in a closet. Makes everything smell like cedar.
Yeah, good. Keep some of the bugs away. Well, what else do we need to mention here, Bob? We've mentioned some machinery. We've mentioned some things for kids. What else do we need to mention?
Well, there'll be country music going along most of the time, and if you happen to feel motivated, well, you can bring your own instrument and make a little music as you want to. So those kind of people are invited, and we have flea market vendors. We still have room for vendors, and if you want to come for get something in the flea market, why, you can just come up there, and I'm sure we'll find room for you.
Is there a fee to be a vendor?
I think it's $10.
Okay, not bad. You could have a good time as well as probably make some money while you're there. And, this would be a good place for those people who have been collecting a lot of stuff, and a lot of its old stuff would fit right in with the preserving the past for the future. Okay, other things.
We have this year something a little different. We have the antique motorcycle collection of Ron Ronfeldt's. And it's one of the best collections in Iowa, and maybe more than, or maybe further than that. But it if you were interested in motorcycles at all, this would be a great place to take a look at them.
Okay. Now, we haven't talked about food, I'm guessing, because people can be there all day long into the evening, I believe. There has to be some food.
Right. We have a food stand there, and it'd be open, and it starts early in the morning. I don't know exactly when they open, but I imagine if you're there around after 6, you'll probably be in luck. And also, we have a church service on Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. Pastor Ted Feek will be giving the sermon. So, if you're interested in good old country service, why, that's a good thing to attend.
Okay. It's almost like there's something for everybody, every age, no matter what your interest here, but especially if you're interested in what happened in the past. But, hey, it's just a good time for everybody, and have some great food. So come on out, and again, the place, where it is, as well as the times and the dates.
It's a mile and a, 1 mile west and 1.5 miles south of Irwin. And there will be a sign there on the road just south of Irwin to make the turn, and you go west. And that'll be the 15th and 16th of September. Just come on up.
Come on up and have a good time. Come and go. Get in the gate and stay as long as you want and have some good food and enjoy all the things going on. We want to thank you very much, Bob Nelson, for visiting with us. And until next time, just think about preserving the past for the future. I forgot to bring my thing, but that...